The views and comments expressed on The Space Show by its guests, callers, and listeners belong to them. The Space Show and its hosts serve only as a platform and are not responsible for others' comments or views. All topics discussed on The Space Show are primarily for educational purposes.
Live from the Space Talk Radio Studios, it's The Space Show with Dr. David Livingston. Broadcasting live to four continents, consistently bringing you quality news and interviews with the best and brightest minds in the new space economy, here's the founder and host of The Space Show, the man who best articulates the vision of space commercial enterprise, Dr. David Livingston.
And good morning, Space Show listeners. Welcome to the Sunday program. Thanks for tuning in. Great to be here. A couple of quick announcements and on to our program. The toll-free number, which you are encouraged to use over email and chat, is 1-866-687-7223. Remember, no call screeners. Let it ring until we can answer it. Then be patient until we bring you up on air. If you still insist on email and chat, the email addresses are dmlivings@yahoo.com, drspace@thespaceshow.com, or thespaceshow@gmail.com. Instant Messenger, ICQ, and CompuServe for chat. The screen name is the same, all one word, Space Show Chat. And today, if you are a caller to the show, you can win one of the Dr. Alan Hale CDs you have heard me talk about on the program. I still have a few to give away, so this only goes to people who call the show and who have not previously won one. Remember, the Space Show is a trademark and registered service mark for me. I have the copyright, so you can go burn these to CD, show them, send them around, pass the word, spread them around, do what you can to get the word out. You're just not allowed to do anything commercial with them, nor are you permitted to change the text or modify any of the interviews. And we give special thanks to Andrew at Gigadial for our great free podcasting. Again, that RSS URL is on our website in both our newsletters. If you have any difficulties subscribing, give me an email at drspace@thespaceshow.com. At our website, thespaceshow.com, the newsletter is uploaded every Monday and modified during the week. It has all the coming events and what's happening. And then if you want a short form emailed to you, which only tells you what's happening during the week, send a note to the Dr. Space address, and we'll be happy to enter your subscription. Everything is archived, MP3 format, and podcast. Visit the Space Show store. Give us your feedback. Hopefully you'll find items of interest. And remember that the Space Show is a nonprofit with One Giant Leap Foundation. We do need and look forward to your contributions. Click on that button, support the Space Show, and hopefully we'll hear from you. And we thank you in advance for your contribution. Any amount is okay. And I'm thinking of adding pledge breaks to the show, kind of like my local San Francisco PBS station. So maybe you'd like to give me feedback on putting pledge breaks in. Of course, Channel 9 in San Francisco says if you contribute, they'll omit the pledge breaks. So I guess we could adopt that strategy, too. Then hold the dates. I'm still working on a few. AIAA is coming up in San Jose, California. That's September 19th through the 20th. Then in Los Angeles, November 29th through December 1st, the California Space Authority is putting on its Transforming Space Conference. Then the XPRIZE Cup Week starts off October 17th and 18th with the International Symposium on Personal Spaceflight with New Mexico State University. That's in Las Cruces, New Mexico, followed by the XPRIZE Cup October 20th through the 21st in Las Cruces as well. And then ISDC 2007, that's going to be in Dallas, Texas, May 24th through the 28th next year. And that brings us to an extremely important, very timely show today with Charles Miller, who is the CEO of Constellation Services. And we're going to be talking about the COTS program and other things because Charles is probably more knowledgeable about that than just about anybody. Mr. Miller became CSI's first employee back in September 98, and since then he has led the development of the company from a small startup to a major player in the quest to provide on-orbital services. Under his direction, CSI became a subcontractor under NASA's second-generation reusable launch vehicle and alternate access to station phase zero concept study program, and then they beat out at least seven other bidders to win one of the four NASA prime contracts under the AAS phase one program. CSI worked with an established aerospace major hardware system supplier and AAS contractors to take CSI's design from concept through system design and into preliminary design. He has not only assembled and led the CSI executive team that reached these accomplishments, but he has been personally responsible for raising over $1 million in private investment for the CSI business program. He was also the founding chairman and the president of ProSpace, where he served from 96 to 99. And ProSpace, as all of you probably know, is the Citizens Space Lobby. And you'll find his full bio on the website when I archive the program. Let's start talking with Charles Miller rather than reading about him. Welcome back to the program. How have you been?
Thank you, David. Well, I've been better. It's, CSI was a bidder on the Commercial Orbital Transportation Services program, which the winners were just announced yesterday, and obviously we weren't one of the winners, and we worked a long time towards that. But I wanted to congratulate the two winners, which is Space Exploration Technologies and Rocket Plane Kistler. I know them both very well, and they're executives, and I'm actually quite excited for them, even though CSI is not one of the finalists.
A lot of people have misunderstandings about what COTS is or is supposed to be or is not. Why don't you start with the beginning and tell us what this program really is about and what it means for these companies to have won at this level?
Well, first of all, to win at this level, I think Scott Horowitz from NASA in their press conference on Friday encapsulated. He said there are 17 different factors, and it's a quite complex decision. And you could, if anybody else that had looked at it might have chosen differently, and they would have been had an equally valid decision. The what NASA did with COTS is quite interesting. It originally started out as going towards commercial orbital, buying commercial ISS cargo delivery. In fact, alternate access to station back nearly 5 years ago, its entire justification was focused on an alternate access to station, and it was cargo only. It wasn't crew. And CSI completed that program. We believe we were the winner, and they canceled it. And part of the reason they canceled it was because of our Russian technology. And in your announcement, sorry I didn't update my bio, Our key strategic partner was RSC Energy of Russia, the company that built the Russian side of the space station and built the Soyuz and Progress spacecraft, and we've been working with them for years. And using the Progress spacecraft, it's already at station, already certified as our last mile solution. And we've been ready to go for years for delivering cargo on U.S. launch vehicles. And so we basically have submitted to NASA and COTS something that was based on that. What happened recently is COTS transmogrified and into something that's slightly different, and it's hard to argue with. Is NASA wants something different with the program? That's their choice. What happened is it became more focused on, and this came out in the press conference that NASA had on Friday, came more focused on these industry development goals, and it also added in crew. And U.S. industry development goals, and it focused on breakthroughs. And they didn't use the word breakthroughs, but it was clear. If you look at the two winners, SpaceX and Kistler, if either one of those companies succeeds, that's a home run for U.S. commercial space. That will be a huge winner. And it's clear that's what NASA's going for. They're swinging for the home run, and they get two swings at it, and if either one wins, it's a great success. Even if they don't even go to space station, if the Kistler K-1 or the Falcon 9 sends a spacecraft to low Earth orbit and returns and is successful, that's a great day for U.S. space. And for $500 million, I think that's a great deal for the United States of America. Now, it's not CSI. We were offering something different. We were offering something on an existing launch vehicle that could use the SpaceX or the Kistler K1 if and when they came into existence. But we were focused on a very high probability, low risk approach to sending to the space station on existing U.S. launch vehicles and doing it quickly. And we focused on eliminating risk across the board, investment risk, technical risk. We had a very high quality management team that we were commended by NASA. But that's not what they were buying. We were focused on ISS cargo. We didn't have crew. And we had Russian technology in the critical path, which was an issue. Even though we were going to show a path to getting to all U.S. technology, it wasn't what they were buying at the end of the day.
So is NASA, they don't have an obligation to buy the vehicle that gets that comes out of this COTS process, do they?
No, this is a one-time shot. It's a demonstration program. It's demonstrating a new capability. It's COTS. NASA spent some time the last couple of years, and CSI was involved with this. They had a choice to do a services acquisition, a commercial terms, and it's called FAR Part 12 under the NASA, under the federal acquisition regulations. They do a commercial terms, which simplifies it. And you can buy commercial services and products using that are commercially available. They chose not to do that. They chose to use something called Other Transactions Authority. It comes out of the NASA Space Act Agreement that says that it gives them that authority. But there's a limit on that authority, which is you can't buy goods and services. It's limited to developing and demonstrating new capabilities, new technologies, those types of things. And and DARPA does it a lot. NASA had this authority since it was founded in 1958. It's rarely used. So it's really a breakthrough for NASA to use this more innovative authority. But it's limited. You cannot buy goods and services using this authority. So that's exactly like you said, David. They cannot buy. Neither SpaceX or Kistler can deliver cargo to the space station on their third flight that was mentioned. And sell that cargo to NASA as part of the deal. So that's a limit on the route they took.
Now, doesn't that seem foolish, though, if they actually get a vehicle built that they can't use it for anything?
Oh, no, it's not foolish in that, once it's demonstrated, NASA said they're going to release an RFP to buy the service from that company. And I think it's foolish to, when people say, oh, everybody can bid, they're going to hold the RFP till someone proves they can do it, and then they're going to release the RFP, and, oh, yeah, everybody can bid. I think that's kind of not, wink, wink, nod, nod, it's kind of, laughable that they think that somebody else could get a chance to bid against that and be seriously considered. There are some possible ways for that to happen. I just think it's any serious investor wouldn't put a dime up for that possibility.
Here's an email question from Jane in Des Moines, Iowa, and it's a two-parter. The first part is, okay, since you're not a COTS winner at your company, what are your company's plans? How do you move forward? And the second part of this question is, this is a very volatile political year, and there is talk that the Congress will at least change one houses in terms of our political party. How stable is the funding of a four-year COTS program, or in fact, the overall space program in the vision, if the House of Representatives, for example, goes Democratic, or in 2 years we end up with a Democratic president? Is any of this election-proof?
That's a very good question. Let me answer the CSI-centric, what our plans are. First of all, we are already signing contracts with other customers. We just signed a contract with the U.S. Air Force, and we're doing some consulting, and we're talking to a variety of other customers about in the near term. We have some...